3rd District Court Judge Ryan Harris, in a compendium May 21st opinion, ruled that the mountain resort had lost its lease on over 3,000 acres of its ski mountain. The landlord, Talisker, is due in court Thursday, asking the court to authorize an eviction. However, the mountain resort's motion last week asked the court to postpone an eviction until several issues are settled, including an appeal they plan to file with the Utah Supreme Court. The motion also gave details on what equipment and infrastructure the resort would dismantle on the ski mountain, including ski lifts, and it laid out how the resort would operate as a base area with a terrain park. Attorney Lund said the Cumming family is suggesting they would prevent skiers and riders from accessing the upper mountain, and that is, quote, nothing more than a crude negotiating tactic or pure spite, and neither has a role in this dialogue. Lund's email said the Cummings could calm the entire situation by simply stating that if they establish a Woodward facility or terrain park at the resort, they will not block skiers or riders from accessing the rest of the mountain. Lund said that will ensure the health of Park City will be more profitable for the Cummings, and, quote, there is no doubt that any activity the Cummings are planning on that site will be more successful if guests can also choose a more comprehensive experience. Lund said Thursday's hearing is the logical next step after the court's rulings on May 21st. In response, the mountain resort passed on a comment from John Cumming, who said Tuesday that Talisker and Vail will not engage with him. He said he is committed to resolving the dispute, which is why he has made repeated offers to the other side. But he said, quote, I can't negotiate with myself. He added, we have received no concrete offers from Vail. Since we can't keep bidding against ourselves, they need to come to the table. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.